This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Campaigning has gained full momentum for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections as only 2 days are left for it to end. Campaigning is also being held for the remaining three phases. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies in different parts of the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally in the tribal domination Nandurbar district of Maharashtra in favour of BJP candidate Hina Gawit. Hina Gawit is contesting against the Congress nominee, Advocate Gopal Padvi. He will be addressing two rallies at Narayanpet and Hyderabad today. The meeting to be held this evening at LB Stadium in Hyderabad will be the last poll rally of Mr. Modi in Telangana. Supremo Mayawati is scheduled to address an election rally in Magrasa of Ramaipur in Akbarpur Parliamentary Constituency, Uttar Pradesh. Today is the day of high-profile nominations and high-voltage campaigning in the state. For the first time during this election campaign, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi will jointly address political rallies in Kannauj, Kanpur and Lucknow today. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of State Yogi Adityanath will address political rallies in Gorakhpur and Bahrej districts, while BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttarakhand Pushkar Singh Dhami will participate in the nomination of BJP candidate Prashant Rai from Ghazipur constituency. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on the 13th of this month in 96 seats spread across 10 states and a union territory. As many as 1,717 candidates are in the fray for this phase. Repolling is being held today at four polling centres of Betul Lok Sabha constituency in Madhya Pradesh. Voting began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. There are 3,037 voters at these four polling centres. Voting was held at these centres on 7th of May, but after the voting, the bus carrying EVM machines caught fire and the machines from these centres were burnt, so repoll is being conducted today. The annual India-UK strategic dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal co-chaired the meeting along with his UK counterpart Tim Barrow. They held discussions on deepening comprehensive strategic partnership and exchanged views on global security challenges. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the two sides had extensive discussions covering all security issues. He said the meeting focused around technology and security initiative, which will be a major bilateral mechanism to strengthen cooperation in critical and emerging technologies. The Defence Research and Development Organisation has said one of its labs has successfully developed liquid ramjet fuel for an advanced air-breathing engine. This fuel has been tested successfully at Ramjet Testbed at Defence Research and Development Laboratory on Wednesday. BPCL and Mineral Oil Corporation are industry partner in this development. In Uttarakhand, the portals of Kedarnath Dham were ceremoniously opened today on Akshay Tritiya, marking the official commencement of the revered Char Dham Yatra in the state. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami was also present to witness the opening of the portals. The portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri Dham will also be open today. The state government has implemented extensive measures to ensure the comfort and safety of pilgrims during the yatra. This year, over 22 lakh devotees have registered for the sacred journey. The Prime Minister has also greeted people on the occasion of Akshaya Tritiya today. He hoped that this auspicious occasion will encourage people for charity, bring new energy and enthusiasm in everyone's lives. On to sports news now. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Punjab Kings by 60 runs in Dharamshala last night. In today's fixture, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Chennai Super Kings at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Hockey India has announced a 24-member men's team for the FIH Hockey Pro League 23-24 to be held in Antwerp, Belgium and London. And that is the end of this news bulletin.